All right, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Stacy. With me is Connie Fox and Jesus. And welcome back to the Roadmap to God, Jesus's 12-step guide to connecting directly to God in your experience, otherwise known as enlightenment.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to be back.
Our next lesson, step three.
Yeah. I'm super excited. So I'll just let you take it away, guys.
Okay. So Jesus, you here? Yes, yes. Hello again. And today is step three. Yes. Awareness was number one. Tuning in to your mind, expanding awareness of your present state of consciousness, the quality of your thoughts, the habitual pattern of random thoughts, getting familiar with your state of consciousness, your mind's thoughts, and the quality of your thoughts oftentimes. Step two brings me into your life by acknowledging me, my presence being there, and inviting me to come into your life directly. And I can take care of anything. I can heal anything. I can resolve anything. Any problem, any illness, any sorrow, any obstacle or limitation of any kind. There is no way I can fully explain to you how you are intended to live. It can only be realized in your experience. Even if you understand this on a PhD level, it is still intellectual knowledge, learned knowledge, not direct experience. Much of what I am teaching in these 12 steps to discovering God, is going to be experienced, you know, on a day-to-day basis. He just goes, yes. Step two surrenders your resistance to what is each and every moment. It brings in automatic, spontaneous acceptance in time just by creating this simple habit of step two. When you do step two, you are acknowledging my presence with you, for starters. Then you are acknowledging what is not in alignment with peace, pure trust, pure joy and happiness and love and compassion. And you are giving this so-called imperfection, this so-called issue or problem or lack or limitation, you are giving it to me simply by asking me to replace it with my unlimited power, unlimited love, and ability to Resolve. Now for step three. Step three awakens your heart's love for me, our Father. Yes, yes. Even if you feel you love God now and have devotion to God now and want to become closer in your experience to God now, this will exceed that like a millionfold. Cultivating your heart's love and devotion to our Father is what this step is for. Okay. Praying to me, talking to me. No repetitive prayers, please. No memorized prayers, please. These are not bad. No, no. But I want you to connect your heart to me. And it is better to speak, you know, how you feel, where you're at that moment, heart to heart. I'm just genuinely. Talk to me several times a day throughout the day for a few minutes, at least just a few brief moments. Stop what you're doing. Take a pause several times throughout the day, just for a few brief moments, and talk to me like you would a loving, caring friend. Tell me how you're feeling. Tell me what you feel you need. Tell me what you would like help with today, this moment. Simply talk to me several times a day and give me your attention this time, you know, in a place of quietude, you know, not distracted, not with the TV on, or, you know, kind of, I guess, an activity or some activity, but stillness for a couple moments. Is that what you mean? Yes, yes. A few moments of time just for us. That is all. This will bring in expansion of your heart's love to me, and you will feel my love for you more and more. This is the third step. It is simple, yes. And I am looking forward to, you know, connecting more with you, each and all of you, in this personal, intimate, real, true way. And it is today's full lesson. And that's it.
Okay. Simple enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Jesus, I just have a question. Like, how does this come to you? Like, I know you're all knowing and you are what animates us. So I can imagine it being like a bunch of little different pieces of yourself out there, but what does it feel like to you? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I want to know.
You ask good questions, Stacey. Yeah, Jesus, what does it feel like to be you? Yeah, I mean, can you try to explain it a little? Always in love with our Father, always in love with you, each and every one of you, my children. Always in deep love and awe to our Father for my heart's love. And he just goes, yes.
Yeah, I guess it would be hard to describe. I can't imagine.
Yeah, what it's hard to like. Kind of yeah. imagine that. I mean, do you ever feel, I know in prior conversations or in some of your books, Jesus, or consults with clients or whatever, it's you've mentioned sometimes how you might have, you know, sadness, you know, that if one of your children is suffering or suffering sick or going through a hard time or so much violence in the world and chaos and not loving. I mean, does that make you, and I know that you want us all to be in unity consciousness, fully at one with you, our Father and all, and have that full awareness for our direct experience. If it's not through our awareness, then we don't experience that. So it's not your experience perhaps, but it is ours, which is very incomplete and limited. And that feeling of something missing that you refer to a lot, Jesus. Do you feel sadness, you know, when like one of your children are suffering or hurting? I mean, does that bring you sadness? And he goes like in the middle. It is a level of sadness, yes. Not as you know sadness, but it is a level of sadness, yes. It is hard to understand, but you can experience sadness while being fully in love, fully in joy, fully in peace. It is a level of experience, sadness, and you are so attached to it, it dominates and governs your entire experience. But imagine having a little tiny speck of you that is sad, and the other part of you that is fully in love, always joyful, with deep gratitude. You notice it, it is there, but our Father is so magnificent. He overshadows any and all forms of emotions such as sadness. I want you all by my side where you are meant to be. There is a sadness, yes. But there is also complete, total fullness. That's because, yes, it is hard to imagine that.
Yeah, it is. It's a little difficult. Because, you know, obviously, I'm not fully enlightened. I'm not having the fullness of life or have God in my direct experience. I still don't understand what our Father is. Could you just help us a little bit? Maybe other viewers are feeling this as well. I know it's hard to put in words.
Right. Can you explain, you know, our Father to us again, Jesus? I know you have in my last couple books quite a bit. But for now, can you tell us about our Father? Our Father is all. I will say that from the beginning. There is no atom in the universe and no, you know, atom outside of the universe that is not our Father. Our Father is in all, is all, experiencing himself through all forms in the spirit realm, in the physical realm on earth and beyond. There are many, many different forms in experience or in ways of experiencing? Yes, yes. Earth is one of many. The spirit realm of angels, angels' existence is one other of many. Less dense physical matter. That being said, God is life energy. That is pure love energy. It gives life to all forms in all universes, dimensions, existences, experiences. Yes. Think of our Father as a formless Father that gives you life, that is within you every moment, that is in every leaf, every tree, every animal, every atom of the universe contains our Father's. And it wants to always bring you fullness of life in your form, in your ability to experience where you are now. It, he, she, it is all. Our formless Father wants to expand fully within you always. And the more it expands within you, the more healed you become of unhealed, painful experiences from your past, of fear. All fear dissolves away as our Father expands within you. Your spirit energy, your spiritual energy could also be called our Father or our formless Father. It is my spirit also. A last word about our Father. When he, it or it, is fully awakened within your being, within your body, within your mind's consciousness, there is no such thing as pain, no such thing as fear, no such thing as lack or sorrow or limitation. It is just a matter of awakening him more beyond your accumulated fear. It is a process, spiritual growth. Simple word for it. Spiritual growth is expanding, increasing your spirit energy, your life energy. It brings all knowingness spontaneously, healing spontaneously, more joy, more love, more compassion comes into your consciousness, your perception, your outlook on life, your behaviors, imbalances dissolve away, illnesses dissolve away. He takes care of all of these things spontaneously. You cannot. You created them unknowingly. You do not know how to correct them. Just put your attention on spiritual growth, wanting to connect directly to me. I am here always for you, every moment yearning for you to unify with me and our Father as one. You do not need to wait to die and go to heaven one day. No, no. You are meant to experience that now, here on earth. Yes, yes. Just because, yes.
Okay, so these could be completely discussions for a whole nother time. And I know we're trying to stick to our steps, but thank you for that, first of all. But I have like two really quick questions. If he wants to answer them, you know, of course he can. So could I confirm that pretty much what he just said is kind of saying that all sickness is pretty much a God deficiency?
Wow, what a great way of wording that, Stacey. It's pretty much a God deficiency. That's a great way of wording it. Is that so, Jesus? Because yes, absolutely. But of course, there is a reason for sickness. It is not a mistake. It does not occur by happen chance. It does not occur because God is, I don't know, imperfect or flawed. It happens because you are not living. By this I mean, not a judgmental right or wrong, but you are not living in alignment with your nature, your true self. I am referring to with God, yes, connected to God. And this brings painful experiences of many, many types or kinds, physical illness, mental illness, dysfunction on many levels. And it brings pain and heartache and sorrow, all forms of sickness, despair, lack, and limitation are all manifestations of being separate from God in your awareness. Yes, Stacy, a good word for it. God deficiency. That is a great word.
Hey, actually, I have to, that actually came from my grandma, Estelle.
You're kidding.
No, I said, hey, grandma, do you have a message for us, people still on earth? And she said, yes, you're all very God deficient.
You're kidding.
No. So yeah, people might not know the scope of your abilities, but you don't just channel Jesus. You can pretty much talk to anyone who has
in the spiritual realm. Speaking to the spirit of your grandmother.
Yeah, through you.
Grandmother. Oh, okay. I don't even remember that. So oftentimes forget a lot of what's said during consults. So, isn't that interesting?
It is.
God deficient. Wow.
I just thought of that the other day and I thought, grandma really hit the nail on the head with that one.
Wow. You're right. I agree.
So that's pretty cool. So one other question real quick, and we'll wrap up step three. Was how were you, Jesus, able to achieve this process of getting with God in your direct experience so quickly in your lifetime?
Oh, is that a great question? Yeah. Like, how did you come to be?
Right.
Yeah, who you are, Jesus. I'll just leave it at that. I explain this in Connie's book in detail, but I will say, I forget what book that was, the second book, Help from Heaven. Yes, Help from Heaven. I will say that I am his son. And by that, I mean I came into existence on earth in human form for one purpose and one purpose only, not to experience my heart's joy like you all are here for, but for the sole and only purpose of saving all of you, my children, of annihilating yourselves here on earth, quite literally. Because of my given purpose by our Father, I had no other purpose but to learn how to come to him fully and completely and give myself to him in 100% complete and total devotion. And I was born with this automatic desire because it was my purpose to save you all. It still did require developing for me. I was not born fully enlightened, as you word it, no. But I continued to surrender to our Father's desires, his wishes, his plan for me. Not my plan for me, but his plan for me. And this is why I evolved, so to speak, very quickly. If you want to evolve very quickly, you can also the same. It involves wanting to be in love with our Father. And that involves, you know, surrendering like your ego's separate self desires, your ego's separate self's desires, letting them go and making God's desires for you a priority, the priority. I will say to each and every one of you, this requires no sacrifice of any kind. It will bring you more joy and happiness than you know of. And he just goes, yes.
All right, that was a great description. So you're pretty much on assignment, so to speak.
We are all on assignment. Our Father has a special assignment for each and every one of us, always, always. It is a matter of wanting to know his assignment, wanting to know him, giving him your life. It will bring you your soul's purpose, healing, and one miracle after another. And to the fullness of life where there is no pain or sorrow or limitation or lack. No such thing exists in God's world. He just goes, yes.
Okay, I almost forgot what the actual step was. So let's just do that. It's pretty much taking a few minutes of quiet time out a day and just having a heart-to-heart with Jesus, pretty much. Just tell him where you're at, how you feel.
Praying, as he said, or just talking to him. Just remembering, taking a few minutes, a few brief moments out several times a day, and just talking to him. I mean, do you want to say anything else before we go, Jesus, about it? Yeah, he goes, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so just giving him a few moments of our time in a little undistracted time and talking to him. I remember him saying, tell me how you feel. Tell me what you feel you need help with today. Just give him a few moments of our time. Praying, talking. Yeah.
Okay, simple enough.
Yes, it is.
But thank you for
getting into the habit of doing that and remembering to do that through our, most of us have busy days and, you know, so remembering him enough to take that few moments out several times a day just to connect with him and talk to him and cultivate our connection to him through prayer or talking to him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he referred to it as our mental laziness.
Yeah, that's so funny. Mental laziness.
So we're going to have to stop being on the mental couch and just take the time. So that sounds easy enough. We look forward to seeing everyone on step four.
Yeah.
And practice this this week. Does he want people to practice like step one continually and step two and now add step three so that you're practicing all of them?
Oh, great question.
Are these progressive and add-on or are this separate?
Great question. He goes, yes, yes.
So progressive.
Yes.
Just clarify.
Yeah. Okay. So continue with step one, step two, and step three, and now implement step four, right? Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. We can do that. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you in a week, and we'll bring you the next step. Direct from Jesus, live from heaven. So thank you for all the extra questions that we had today. As always, Jesus, thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Jay. All right, Stacy.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.